Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Jameer, listen.
Yes, sir.
Y'all just ripped me off $49 on some little scam y'all got going on the backside of Verizon, and you won't get my money back. Let me ask you a question.
Hold on. Hold on.
Because you're black, because you're a nigger, and you have these little boo eyes and big lips, does that make you feel good when you think you got the best of a white person?
Sir,
does it make you feel bigger?
Sir, I'm a third-party call center servicing a lot of campaigns.
You know what? And you're a third-rate citizen, too, because you're a fucking nigger.
Yes, sir.
You're acting just like one, ripping people off.
I don't even know what you're talking about, sir. May I have your zip code to help you out with your account?
I don't give a shit. Tell me where you're at, and I'll come see you, boy.
Okay, do you want to get helped or not, sir? Can I have your zip code?
Sure. Give me your zip code. I'm going to come right up there, and you can help me.
What's
your address?
You to be ignorant, or we gonna get this off, sir?
Oh no, nigga! Don't you call me ignorant, boy.
So
you're the one sitting over there fixing to lose the money. You stupid nigger.
I'm not
That's
losing
it.
Any money.
You feel bad
sir,
about
so
that? You ever go to a zoo and think you feel really close to the monkeys?
Say, I'm not finna argue with you, sir. You're not funny. You're ignorant, is what it is. Would
is
you like to get help or
I
not?
Ignorant? How do you spell it? Ignorant. I-G-N-T?
No.
Ignant?
No, sir. It's not. Would you like to get helped or not? If not, you can hang up.
You can't help me, boy. You can't.
Okay.
Because you're too low in the totem pole. You're at the bottom. You're right where everybody wants
you.
You
don't
they
want your money back is what you're saying.
While they scam you.
Mm-hmm. You don't want your money back is what you're saying. You
call. Come on, nigga. I'm going to get my money back. You can bet your ass on that.
Okay.
You can get me crack Monday and I'll have my money back.
I can do that now for you if you,
You what?
I can do that now if you could listen and actually, you know what I'm saying, cooperate.
Sure. Tell me your address and I'll come out there and talk to you.
Okay, give me your zip code and I will get your account pulled.
Give me your zip code, give me your address, and I'll come. What was your name, Jamal? Jamal, give me your zip code and your address.
Jameer.
I'll come right out there and talk to you right in your office.
So you will come all the way to Alaska to talk. That's what
you damn straight. I got family up there, if that's where you're at. I sure do.
What part, sir?
All over. All over. They're all military. Of course they're up there, you idiot.
I just got out, so that's good, too.
Wow,
see,
you went to the military
for,
and you got out to scam people? You worthless piece of shit.
It's a call
center.
This
is the best you could do?
It's a call center, sir. For customer service,
it's called a boiler room,
because you didn't
boy.
Read
it's
the terms
boiler
and
room.
Conditions of
it's not a boiler
survey.
Room, boy. It's where people
so
rip other people off.
You
That's
didn't
all
read
it is,
the terms
boy.
And conditions of the survey
yeah,
you were
listening.
Trying to get. So
no, there were nothing. It skipped over that, nigger.
So can you read the terms and conditions, or you don't know what it is because you're ignorant?
I can read whatever I want to, boy.
Okay, so obviously you didn't read the terms and conditions. Obviously you would have seen it.
Were y'all scamming? You know what? I could send you something in like a little bitty print flash in front of your face for 1 second, and I bet you wouldn't read it either.
Yeah. Okay, I wouldn't do a survey to get something for free. I would just pay for
what
it up front. So, that's weird.
What did you get kicked out of the Air Force for, or the Army? What was you at?
I didn't get kicked out. So, it's weird again.
I just find that hard to believe, man.
Oh, you
can't. You're just in a place where you're hustling people. You're just scamming people.
Okay, I'm not
That's
scamming.
You
if you read the terms and conditions, you would clearly see exactly
oh,
what
no,
it
no,
is.
Oh, no, nigger.
But
no, nigger. No. You had everything listed in there that I'm going to go one way, and then you flipped it. It's called the bait and hook, bitch.
Yeah,
That's what it's called. Grow
so,
up, boy.
Yeah,
You're in the army, you don't want to date all 30 grand.
I don't know why you think this
And you don't know what
funny,
a fucking bait switch is?
Huh?
What?
Look, what?
Nigga, you don't know what a bait switch is?
You don't
know. Yeah, what? Give me the
bro.
Blue look.
Huh. I don't know, but that man in the
right
big... What?
Give me your damn address. I will come up there. I will come bruh. Over and see
bruh.
You. Person. I ain't your bruh. I don't
you
look nothing like you. I'm a white
bruh.
Man. Yeah, you'll pay
bro,
what you gonna do?
You gonna
next
give me your
year.
Zip code or you gonna talk, bro?
Oh, what? And what's gonna happen? What you gonna
Nothing
do?
Nothing gonna happen because you being ignorant
shit.
And not giving me your zip code. You call me for your money and you not. Bro, you.
Well, I'll be down. Yeah, because I know you're gonna give it right back to me. I know you will give it right back to me, right?
Okay, do you want this? Can you give me your zip code? We've been
yeah,
on the
sure.
phone. We've been on the phone for fucking
30268.
Now we've been
wait,
on the phone this damn long. You trying to get me. What?
Wait, 30402. That's it. 30402.
30402.
I gotta go, nigga. I'm gonna pick this damn package in your face.